this hashtag will drive you crazy.
Okay.
Okay, the hashtag is hashtag 5 perfect movies.
Oh, so you have that's to, a tough one.
You have to pick 5 perfect movies, and it's just 5. And when you start going down the list of what everybody is saying, Do the Right Thing is on the list. Yeah.
Is that one of your perfect movies?
I don't know. I mean, I'm throwing it out. Back to the Future. How can that not be on the top 5? Back to the Future. It has to be. Because it's
that's on your top 5.
No, it's a perfect movie. Goodfellas. How can Goodfellas not be on the list of best movies ever? Perfect movies.
I'll give you that. Okay, so Goodfellas, I'll give you, because I love the music soundtrack. And even to this day, I remember, like, there's that one scene where he's in the car and with Karen, and remember the helicopters are going and this song starts playing. And I was like, What is that? Every time I hear that song, like anywhere else in a commercial, I think about that scene. So I'll go with you. Goodfellas, definitely. I think that is one of the few perfect movies out there.
Okay, Silence of the Lambs.
Perfect movie?
Close to a perfect movie. How can it not be?
What makes that one perfect? Why?
It's just from beginning to end. It's a great movie. Star Wars, The Dark Knight. I have to put The Dark Knight on that list.
Okay. Why that?
Because it's a perfect movie from beginning to end. Star Wars.
But you can't just say it's a perfect movie without explaining what's perfect about it.
It's just a perfect movie. It's perfectly written. It's perfectly acted. The Dark Knight is one of the top 5. It has to be.
Okay. In your world, I'd rather be, you know, kicked in the head repeatedly than to sit through an episode of The Dark Knight or any Star Wars movie for that matter.
Well, The Dark Knight is actually Batman. It's not Star Wars, but I'll give you that.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't even know.
Yeah, okay.
Let's not blow this out of proportion.
The Godfather.
I've never seen The Godfather. Is it good? What happens in it?
Breakfast Club. Is that a perfect movie?
Is The Godfather about is it a family movie?
It's a family movie. Breakfast Club.
Okay. I was going to say Breakfast Club. I can't believe you and I are actually agreeing on a movie. I say yes. The Breakfast Club is a perfect movie because not only is it really well acted, the story is so interesting from beginning to end, and I think unpredictable, even for its time, and you can still watch it to this day. Every single one of those characters, you know, represented somebody in high school. It's really relatable. It's well written. The dialogue is good. The relationship they build, like everything about it, is so aspirational.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Perfect movie.
Perfect
Maybe.
Movie.
Yeah. Okay.
Jaws.
Jaws.
Think about when Jaws came out. It was a scary movie. It freaked people out. People did not want to go to the beach ever again. They were scared to death to go into the water.
That doesn't make the movie perfect. It just makes it scary for 1970.
All right.
Or whenever it was. By the way, you've mentioned like 20 movies.
I know.
You can only have 5.
I'm throwing them out to see if you like any of them. Taxi Driver, one of the best movies of all time. Perfect.
So far I've liked one. Breakfast Club, I agree with.
Poltergeist.
That's all you got. Poltergeist?
Yeah.
It's a good movie. Is it a perfect movie? I mean, there's better horror films, like the Japanese version of The Ring, Ringu. Oh, that's a brilliant. That's one of the scariest movies ever made. It's a great story, completely unpredictable, great characters. The Japanese know how to do horror films.
Halloween. The first Halloween.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
Okay, so far, we have 2 movies on our list. We have
Breakfast Club and Halloween. Okay.
And I'm going to, because nobody else is going to throw it on there but me, I'm going to say Idiocracy.
It's funny, and it's also partially a documentary, and there's classic lines from it. Okay, so far we have Breakfast Club, Idiocracy, Goodfellas, because I agreed with that, Halloween, and of course, I wouldn't be me if I didn't say the perfect movie for me, my favorite movie in the whole wide world, Mean Girls.
So you say that's a perfect movie.
Perfect movie. It is, I mean, everything about it. It launched some major careers. It has lines that are indelible. People to this day celebrate Mean Girls Day on October 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a big part of our culture. It's the reason why we put up with Lindsay Lohan and all the crap that she puts us through because we love her so much as Katie Heron, you know?
and I'm going to have a hard time because I'm going to put either the Star Wars trilogy, which I have to, it's got to be on my list, or the Big Lebowski.
Oh, the Big Lebowski is pretty good too.
I know. See, you need more than five. It's hard to have five. Because I gotta put Ferris Bueller in there. I have to put Better Off Dead.
Oh, Better Off Dead's so funny.
it's hard to pick five. It will make you insane. When you know Die Hard. Die Hard has got to be on there.
I mean, is it a perfect movie?
It's a perfect movie.